from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, Kash Patel, President Donald Trump's nominee for FBI director, was grilled by the skeptical Democrats at his confirmation hearing Thursday. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island took aim at Patel's attempts to back off of some of his more inflammatory statements, such as having an enemies list or a desire to punish Trump opponents.
There is an unfathomable difference between a seeming facade being constructed around this nominee here today and what he has actually done and said in real life when left to his own devices.
Patel, a former federal prosecutor, claimed what he said previously has been taken out of context. And another blow to New Jersey's energy plans, Shell New Energies has announced it's withdrawing its support for Atlantic Shores South. The developer Atlantic Shores says it's continuing with the project. Shell's decision comes a week after President Trump signed an executive order blocking new leases and permits for onshore and offshore wind projects. Atlantic Shores South is the only offshore wind project in New Jersey to have obtained all of its permits before Trump's order. A key highway linking North Jersey to the Holland Tunnel in New York City will shut down this weekend. The Pulaski Skyway will close to all traffic tonight at 11, scheduled to reopen Sunday afternoon. The 5.5-mile-long elevated stretch of U.S. Routes 1 and 9 runs from Newark to Jersey City. Crews will be replacing the hinges on the 92-year-old bridge system. And neighbors are still in shock over the murders of a mother and her two young children in Jersey City. Napoleon Romero Andure is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder in the stabbing deaths of Luisa Urbano and her 9-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter. Neighbors say he was the woman's ex-boyfriend.
He snapped. He had to snap. I don't know what the dispute was about. He was a normal guy. He got up and worked every day. So we all shocked.
They were just screaming and I heard the glass breaking.
Sudden event that just got out of control.
Authorities believe the suspect went after the mother in her Hudden Street home shortly after midnight Thursday. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve rose slightly last month, the latest sign that some consumer prices remain elevated even as inflation is cooling in fits and starts. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 337 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Approximately one-third of New Jersey, southern and coastal areas still in extreme drought as of this week. I know calling it much-needed rain is cliche at this point, but it's so true. We'll take every raindrop we can get. Periods of rain continuing tonight, ending sometime after midnight, and then temperatures will drop into the 30s by daybreak tomorrow morning. Bright and sunny tomorrow, breezy and colder. Afternoon temperatures only make it into the upper 30s. Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of an afternoon snow shower, highs only mid-30s. Monday will be mostly cloudy and mild as highs push to near 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now it is 40 degrees in Phillipsburg, Princeton 44, Cherry Hill 46. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.